You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
This is South Memphis Jeff, host of Funky Town, and you're listening to The Ozone with DJ Ozzy on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, the station with the city's soul.
To attach, you got a water park. I wanna play in it, stay in it. Yeah. I'm gonna spend a whole day in here. Got your legs hurt like you got a new ottoman. I done got a nigga and it's legendary. Feel like Jackie Robinson. Yeah, and after we done got a spin outside and we can hop in. Yeah, go ahead and trigger some hitting. Come back in there. Okay, we can keep it on a need and old basis. Yeah, swinging it out the ball, then I'm running towards the bases. Yeah, home plate, edge, yeah, you give it to me, you know I'm craving it. Feeling like Barry Bonds, King Griffey Jr. So let's make love, baby. Let's make love, baby. Let's make love, baby. Yeah. Let's make love, baby. Let's make love, baby. Let's make love, baby. MLB. Yeah, it's dirt on my jersey. Yeah, I know you're under drug out. Yeah, now you with me getting dug out. Yeah, you with the team in the dugout. Yeah, maybe you brave me, me in Atlanta, no bullshit. I lead the game for it like MJ. Yeah, off for me, off for Lee, off the bench, off the tee, off the bat. You threw a curveball, fine as you can be. I let it be. You the one, not two, like Jeter, new two seater, rubbing on the femur. Oh, we can keep it on a need and old basis. Yeah, swinging it out the ball, then I'm running towards the bases. Yeah, home plate, edge, yeah, you give it to me. You know I'm craving it. Feeling like Barry Bonds, King Griffey Jr. So let's make love, baby. Let's make love, baby. Let's make love, baby. Yeah. Let's make love, baby. Let's make love, baby. Let's make love, baby. MLB.
Hey y'all, what's good, Memphis? How are y'all doing? Thank you so much for listening to the Ozone with DJ LZ right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. You already know how we do. We got some good music coming up. We got some hip-hop, some R&B, some unexpected grooves to keep your mood elevated and your head nodding. But today I have some friends of mine here with me, and we're just going to talk about, if you didn't know, which you should have known, that last week was my first show called The Ozone, which is very much so connected to my experience and my time here with WYXR, my series inside The Ozone, and the name of my debut project, The Ozone. So what better way to talk about that day, that special show, with, of course, having two of my peoples, my peeps, the band, a part of the band anyways, Craylon Davis, who did keys, and my girl, Kalani Fraser, excuse me.
Are we friends?
People always do that.
Are we friends?
I'm over here getting a little nervous.
Ooh. Don't be nervous.
Kalani Fraser in the building playing keys and bass. So she was really on her one and two at the show. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say thank y'all so much for taking the time out to rehearse, to prepare for the show with me, encouraging me throughout the whole process. And I kind of want to talk to y'all just about y'all's experience. First of all, and y'all roles in music. So, Kalani,
yes,
talk to me about how you first got into music. Like, what really inspired you and made you feel like, okay, this is something I really want to do.
I think for me, it got to a point where after I knew that I wasn't going to be an athlete, I was like, because I always loved music, but I always kind of put it aside. It was always like my plan B. Yeah. Because I was like, yeah, I'm going to be a professional soccer player and all these things and injuries and surgeries. I believe God was like, you can sit down and play hold an instrument. You're not going to hurt yourself like that. Yeah. So I really started when I was about 12 years old in the band. Mm-hmm. And from there, I taught myself how to play bass. I taught myself how to play piano because nobody wanted to teach me.
Let's talk about how long you've been playing bass.
I started in high school really when I was about 16, but I didn't take it seriously. I would say I began taking it seriously after the pandemic, during and after the pandemic, because I bought a new bass. Matter of fact, the one that I played at your show, that was kind of like my first purchase, you know.
Oh yeah.
When it came to like instruments and stuff like that. So thank you, because I know she
had been playing keys. Like, that's your primary instrument first.
Exactly.
But she expressed to me that she had been playing bass for long. You wouldn't even thought that when you see her perform live, because she be tuned in for real. So shout out to you.
I try. But yeah, that's been my musical journey thus far. And I'm so grateful for you, for the opportunity to play, because I just moved. Matter of fact, it's been a full year since I've been in Memphis. Yesterday,
Mississippian.
Yeah, Mississippian.
Yeah.
So that was something that I prayed for. Not only just opportunities to play, but to meet genuine people that I believe that I'm aligned with, and I really believe is y'all. So shout out to you first, because I met you first.
Yeah, so I knew then. I was like, we already the same age around these youngins.
Right.
We finna play.
Not these youngins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Now also, she is a student at University of Memphis, a master's student, which is, you're majoring in composition, right?
Yes.
Musical composition. Mm-hmm. So she really know her stuff for real and super talented. Brainiac. I feel like, because to be getting a master's in music is really hard. So
it is.
In general.
It is.
So, shout out to you.
I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. I pray your strength.
You pray my strength. I need it.
Yeah. I pray your strength.
Oh, wow.
Did you see that?
Yep.
So he got a bleep button. Y'all don't try to kick me off air, okay? This, I ain't even made it to a year.
Hey, this might be the one to get you viral. Hold on.
Exactly, Craylon.
So we got Craylon Davis, outgoing, energetic, super talented, multi-instrumentalist in the building. So tell us a little bit, maybe just a little short story about like how you got involved in music and what really made you feel like this was what you really wanted to do.
For me, I already knew when I was real young, because in elementary school, I developed a gift for singing and a love for singing. And I remember when I first started singing around third and fourth grade, and kids would look at me like, where did you get this voice? And that was the same reaction that I got through. And I really didn't show my gift in my middle school year until seventh grade. And so when people found out I could sing at my other school, and they was like, oh my God, you can sing. And I developed a love for the piano around 2010 or 11. And I developed this love first when I was at my home church, Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church, because of my organist, my organ player there, and slash minister of music. And he was playing the organ. I just said to myself, I want to learn how to play that one day. I want to learn how to play.
Made you feel good.
Yes. And now here I am some odd years later playing the organ, touring with different groups, playing with different groups, singing with different groups, and doing what I love to do. And then also another fun fact, I am also a Stax alumni. So when I got
to Shout out to Stax.
Shout out to
all
Stax.
The future musicians, the people that you really see performing around the city.
Mm-hmm.
They all really came from Stax.
Yes.
Or Overton.
Yes.
Just saying.
Overton, they all right, but ain't nobody going to top
Not
Stax.
Too much on the Tenacious.
No, not too much.
On the Tenacious Wolverines.
You asked me the question.
Not too much. And I'm
giving you the answer.
Y'all heard it. Wolverine Tapping.
I'm letting you know this now.
Wolverine
Tapping. The Stax Music Academy blessed my career.
That's love, though.
Yes.
I love that. So, I do want to talk about, because I know both of y'all make music. Like, y'all actually produce and make music. So, how does that process normally work for y'all? I'm interested as an artist and as an aspiring producer. Like, where do you start off with? Like, what point is, like, point A, point B, point C?
Everything starts first with an idea, a concept of a thing that you want to do. And an idea is one thing, but to actually put in the work to bring that idea to life, that is the real work. Because anybody can have an idea to do anything, but only few make it because they're willing to put in the work to bring their idea to life. So everything that I do as far as creativity-wise, whether it's songwriting or producing, it starts with the concept of an idea of what I want to do. Or if I'm producing and working with somebody, I'm tapping into their brain on what is it that they want to do, and I have to go into my arsenal internally to see, okay, how can I bring this to life? And so, yeah.
Because I know you've worked with Trinity, Miss Trinity Adair, who's also a WIXR host for the girls. And you have another project that you worked on with Josh Dedrick.
Yes, that's coming
out. So that's coming up pretty soon. And from my point of view, with how you work with them, like, you've, like, completely helped transform their vision for their music.
That's one way to put it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and that's really important as producers to make sure that it's not lost in translation, and it's not just their idea for what they see the vision of the song being completely, you know, executed versus the artist. So, shout out to you.
Thank you so much.
Now, this one, she's supposed to be giving me some music song. So I'm really interested to hear how your mind works,
right,
especially
here,
with you being a musical composition major. Like,
yeah,
I know that you must be very intricate with how you create the music.
Absolutely.
Itself.
I kind of want to piggyback off Kraylin's statement about just, like, having the idea, but it's also the execution. Because for me, like, my source of inspiration for creation, like, I listen, it may be a bit frivolous, but I like to watch movies. Like, movies, anything with just sort of kind of like the unconventional music kind of gives
me. So
you
like the scores?
I love the scores, okay. And I don't know why, but that gives me inspiration to do anything. And I also, I kind of pull my inspiration from listening to other people's music. Like, if there is an artist that you particularly like, or, you know, kind of want to mimic, that's what I'm listening to see how can I not necessarily take what they did or what their producers did or producer did, but just kind of like take that energy, mm-hmm. and kind of
put my own little twist on it.
Yeah, put your own little twist on it. So that would be kind of like my inspiration. Once I sit down at that piano, because that's where I make everything, my compositions, my productions, I'm sitting at my piano.
Crelin over here lifting his hands, y'all.
That's what you got to do.
That's what you got to do.
You really got to do it. Mm-hmm. Singing. Mm-hmm. I mean, any little thing, a melody. A melody is going to come.
That's where I start the melody. Yeah.
You have to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like for me, I start with chord progressions. Like if there's a specific chord progression that I like, I kind of build off that. Or if it's a melody, mm-hmm. I build off that. So it's the idea plus the execution. That's how you form the magic.
Ooh, I like that. It's the idea plus the execution. That's how you form the magic. Ooh, I like that.
Hey, that was Craylin, though. That was Craylin. I piggybacked off him.
I like how y'all formulated that together.
Yeah.
That's a shirt.
You hear me?
That's a hat.
That's a sticker. Hat. I could put that on the back of my car.
Mm-hmm. Y'all so funny.
I like that. So I want to talk about how y'all get ready for shows and like how we got ready for the Ozone Live featuring myself and Alexis Norman and A-Dub. So we spent a lot of time really getting the show formulated, like getting the music. I know Rachel spent a lot of time doing that while he was doing his master's. So shout out to him, because that's really impressive.
Woo. MD. We're not saying boo. We're saying woo. Just to be clear.
Right. Whoa.
Anyways, so we spent a lot of time. We spent about, what, our rehearsals were anywhere from like 4 to 5 hours.
Probably more, yeah. Friend.
Probably more than that.
Probably more than that.
So I guess my question is, when it comes to, I guess, rehearsing in general, how much time do y'all spend outside of the actual rehearsal? Like, really making sure y'all really, not just understand the music, but really, like, resonate with it, since you want to make sure that you're kind of catching the vibe as well, live with the artist, yeah. or whoever y'all performing with.
Once you sent us the music, mm-hmm. Yours, A-Dubs, and Alexis, I always do this thing called passive listening. I listen to it, mm-hmm. like when I'm brushing my teeth, yeah. on my way That's to school, you know, mm-hmm. because you're putting it in your subconscious, yeah. for one. And that's what, especially musicians, that's what we have to do. Everything mm-hmm. is muscle memory for us, or yep. it has to be embedded in our memories, because, you know, we're human too, of course. Mm-hmm. So, you yes. know, we have to have little things to kind of help us out, but that's why every musician in my eyes, we're geniuses. Any person in music, because it taps into so many factors in our brain and in our bodies that we have to kind of be on point, you know, always. So it's up in there. So I would say passive listening.
Okay.
And get in a sense of course, I
resonate with that.
I have more of a relationship with you, mm-hmm. more than A-Dub and Alexis. So for you, you know, it was already kind of there once I got your music and the other music that you were doing. But, you know, I had to get a sense of who mm-hmm. Alexis was and mm-hmm. who A-Dub was. Yeah. So, you know, I spent more emphasis on theirs because I already know you. So I already yeah. have a relationship with you. So I already knew your sound and like where you were going with it. You know what I'm saying? And it made yeah. it easy.
Yeah.
And it made it so sense. Much easier. So that would be my preparation.
Preparation.
And of course, sit down and learn the music too. Yes. Note for yes. note. Yes. You got to yes. do that.
Yes. Yes. Craylin Davis.
Well, for me. And so we have a similar process. So when I get the music, I'm also a passive listener. And so what I would do is, no matter what artist I'm playing with, if they send a set list, I'm going to listen to it, especially if it's their original music, because mm-hmm. for one, I take this more so, put this more on an intimate level as far as connecting with the artist and their brand and their vision. So when I'm playing for somebody or doing whatever for somebody, I'm one of those people that like to connect with them. Mm-hmm. And so what better way to do that in this industry than to listen to that person's music yeah. and gain a better understanding of who they are, what their approach to music is. And so that way, for me, I have a better understanding of navigating. in your world. Because essentially that's what it is. I'm in your world, and so I'm learning how to navigate as far as what sounds to use and timing on when to use what specific sounds. And if there's, and it doesn't matter if we're doing it straightly like the record or arrangements, I can navigate and blend because I'm well connected and grounded into the music that was sent to me.
Absolutely.
I love that. These are real performers over here. They don't play around over here. Musicians, for real. So we're going to take a small break and listen to some music. They're going to stick around. Y'all going to stick around?
We're going to stick around. We here with you.
Yeah, I mean,
they're going to stick around. And we're going to jam for a little bit. We're going to be right back, and we're going to get back into this show. I want to really dig and tap into their minds about it. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Let's do it. Exactly.
Now, what a snack's at?
You said what a snack's at.
And you're listening to the Ozone with DJ OZ right here on WYXR 91.7 FM.
Thank you. describe the way that you attach to me. Can't say it's like magnets, honestly, it's more like gravity. It don't start at the hip, I know it's deeper than anatomy. You'd rather be a river in my smile like a cavity. There's no way you love me just because I drown you with some riches. And your old flings reflect the image of some bums. Part of me hate them cause they really left your soul in stitches. But what did Jesus say? Forgive them folks for what they done. Shit. You probably love them for that principle. Ain't no maybes. You would say that our mistakes are mostly fixable. Ain't no Sadies or no Averys that could take me from your physical. We attached cause you my baby, but our cord is not umbilical. But oh yes, ma'am, it's spiritual. Can't be cynical. It's biblical. Every time you hit my line, it ain't a game, but it is critical. If you were India or France, I'd never bid you adieu. You just be blowing up my phone like I said that we through.
Well,
you call my phone saying it's time for prayer. 7 a.m. you still prophesying about the Savior. 8 a.m. you sending TikToks about the Creator. 9 a.m. I walk into work saying see you later. 12 p.m. you on your lunch saying your coworker tripping. I told her you should call her out but sometimes you don't listen. 5 o'clock you on my block crying you hate the distance. Could call you a lot of things but one of them is show persistent. Cause you was more than a choice, yeah, you was destiny. When you hit me with some wisdom or your passions, you impressing me. Sometimes you get the worst but you really should get the best of me. Got a chef, Gordon Ramsay, and you steal his best recipe. Woo! No, girl, I ain't deserve you. Nah. And I ain't been a waiter for long enough, but I'd be blessed to serve you. And I thank every crash out that took the chance to swerve you. Baby, ask me one more time. I don't think I heard you.
Girl, stop playing. You know I'm trying to chill with you.
Okay.
I used to say that big edge jump so hard, I ain't even care. You know, I be trying to stay off the secular, so, you know me. I had to do my own thing with it, give me something to listen to, so I would stay off his jump. Hey, I just went caught the G's piece flooded with diamonds to show all the Christians it's his time. I went out like a sucker way back then for Lucifer, promise he won't give me this time. I was tweaking and geeking, let him write the script, then I got with the big G and switch lines. Girl, I know you was bad, but the way you damn for the Lord, I ain't know you was this fine. I been celibate, baby, don't care how you working me. You wanna get to know me, come to church with me. I don't do DMs, so why is you searching me? At the mix, I don't care where the twerking be. All this blasphemy sounding like perjury. Open heart, you gon' need you some surgery. It's a good thing I know who the surgeon be. We gon' set up wherever the burdens be. I know some youngins is crash dummies who ain't scared to end up like the last dummy. They was laughing back then, now the bag funny. In the hood, they gon' rap like some ram mummies. Yeah, I want them to know it's a better life. Drop the toxic and get you a better wife. Stop the drinking and smash whoever nice. I can talk cause I've been there on plenty nights. Yeah, I'm Christian, but I've been in plenty fights. They was puffing and passing like did it right. Way back then, if I hit, would've hit it twice. Had some Q-tips, make sure they can hear me right. Call the play for JC like I'm Jerry Rice. Ain't no Judas this way, I ain't Jerry, right? If she holy, I'm stronger than Jerry, right? And that rock on the finger ain't Jerry Ice. Hey, hey, yeah, whoa, pause, stop, let it breathe. Don't make me roll up the sleeves. I done been down on my knees, broken and begging. Now I be praying. I see a demon, you know that I'm slaying. He smoke with the devil, ain't too much I'm saying. Can't rock with him, he trying to mess up the plan. And you know what I rep. Holy water, you know how I step. Jay's official, ain't rocking no reps. Hook a verse, I might call me a chef. Every day my flesh wake up, is death. Ain't no let ups, ain't taking no breath. Catch a demon, put him in the target. I step back and aim and I shoot like I'm stealth. Ha, Memphis. Yeah, you know I'm the kid. At the city, you know what it is. Now the one in that square, what it is. We slap.
Hey, y'all. We is back. So So you are listening to the Ozone with DJ OZ right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, and we still have Craylon Davis, Lanny Frazier.
It is me.
This is what we do. This is what they do, especially.
Yes, sir.
So
yes.
You know, anywho. So I want to talk about the day of the show.
The day of the actual show.
A lot of jitters. I know for me personally, because I was just like, I just want people to show up. I just want people to vibe and, like, you know, resonate with the music that's being played, especially because a lot of the music that was played was original music. Mm-hmm. So, but I know that we ran into some issues, you know, in preparation the day of the show at, you know, Green Room with our hearing and our in-ears.
Yeah.
And that took up a lot of our time. Obviously, dealing with people that really do this for real, you know, mm-hmm. Craylon, Kalani, Reggie, all people that really do this for real. So they definitely adapted to those issues. But I just want to speak to y'all about how do y'all still stay in the mindset of, okay, things are not going as planned, but we have a show in like 2 hours? And we just have to roll with it. Like, how do y'all stay in that mindset? Have y'all always been able to keep y'all spirits up when you run into situations like that? Or has there been a situation where it's like, I'm just not feeling this, I'm just trying to get through it?
I think I can speak for me and Craylon for real, because the more that you experience things, especially in the mm-hmm. beginning stages, of course, that's when the frustration is gonna be like, oh man, whoa, why is this happening? And then, you know, after a while, and you know, being in different settings and, you know, developing our own professionalism, you're like, okay, because what can you do about it, you know?
But roll with it.
And I think if we do a survey right now, mm-hmm. I bet the percentage of things going awry before a show is probably upwards, probably close to 100%, like across the world. I'm talking about from, you know, you mm-hmm. And yeah. anybody, any setting, yeah. any genre, hello, things happen. But as long as, for one, I think it's both a professional thing, and I think it's also a personal thing. Like, if you're cool and you were cool, mm-hmm. we gonna be cool, you know. Mm-hmm. Not saying, you know, the fish does rot from the head, but I just feel like, you know, some things you can't do nothing about. It I'm for real though.
She's so country.
The wait, fish,
the rot, fish does rot.
Does rot from the head.
Yeah.
Wow. Fish rot from them.
Yeah. Meaning like if you all chaotic and you know just you're just you know just you can't just, you know get your emotions
them,
together.
Right, just spewing bad energy. Everybody else gonna receive. Yeah. That.
Everybody's gonna. So, it's gonna be just.
It was. It
exactly.
Was, it was interesting because I was just like, oh my gosh, we like an hour away and we still having issues with the air systems. And I'm just like, I just want to make sure that the band is taken care of.
What about you, Craylon?
So everything really centers around experience and professionalism. So I know for a fact in the beginning phases when I first started playing and singing and performing, I wouldn't show it, but in my brain, I would be very hot-headed and, like, irritated if there was even the smallest thing that went wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, but in due time, one of the things that I had to learn was that with my professionalism and experience is that everything is not going to be under your control.
Mm.
You're not going to be able to have your cake and eat it too in every single situation. And so the best you can do is remain calm, because once you start getting angry and irritated, it'll begin to mess with your energy. And then if you're the artist and you're starting to get irritated and pissed off, that's going to spread, and that energy is going to spread throughout your band. It's going to spread throughout the entire team that's working, and everybody's going to feel the brunt of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand, and you know, and I understand the demand for excellence and everything being spot on and pitch perfect. But even James Brown didn't have everything perfect.
Boom.
Even Michael Jackson didn't have everything perfect. Mm-hmm. I know they were perfectionists,
mm-hmm.
but even they didn't have everything
mm-hmm.
handed to them pitch perfect. And so if they didn't, what makes you think you're going to have it?
Boom.
Yeah, boom. I feel that. I guess also because It's my first show, period. Mm-hmm. I wanted everything to go a certain way. But I'm like no stranger to it being snags along the road. So I'm just glad that I had the people around me that supported me throughout the whole process, encouraged me, and just let me know that like, okay, we rocking with you, it's cool, it's fine. We just got to, you know, get through the process. So the show itself was nothing short of amazing.
Absolutely. To me.
I know we had some issues, but it was really nothing short of amazing. I was talking to a lot of people after the show, and just the main thing that I was really hearing was that y'all vibe really well together. Y'all all have really great chemistry. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I mean, it just comes from really respecting people and what they do, but also like making sure that outside of the performances and the practices that we actually like spend time together, mm-hmm. actually like get yes. to know each other. And we've done that on numerous occasions. And so it really made me happy to kind of finally realize like I have my community for real, like in the music community, because I spent a lot of time in my adolescence like trying to find my voice, trying to find my place with my own peers at the time in like high school and stuff, and really trying to figure out if, you know, if I could fit into that area of, you know, the music industry in Memphis. So of course, you know, through college, you discover yourself, you find yourself, and you kind of find your tribe too. So I'm really, really thankful for y'all.
Thankful
really,
for you.
Really sticking it out. Thankful. For real, because I respect y'all so much. I really love y'all for real. You, Kalani, Kraylin, you, Reggie, Joshua also did backgrounds, Josh Dedrick, Alexis Norman doubled back and did backgrounds, my best friend. So I really appreciate the time and the effort y'all put into the process of like making mm-hmm. my show super special.
Absolutely.
Making it amazing, people really vibing and getting like helping me, you know, also get butts in the seat also. Cause I looked up and like the room was full for real. I was like,
a lot of butts in them seats.
I was like, oh my gosh. But really, really love and appreciate y'all. I'm excited to also be going on tour.
Yeah.
I'm going on tour with the same people I've been rocking with.
Hey.
So you can expect to see us going on tour also with Music Export Memphis this summer, starting in July. We're going to be going to Arkansas, Ohio, Kansas City, and Nashville. Also paired with Kenya and Ladero. So definitely look out for us on the road. So I also want to know, like, this is just a random question. Is there any artist in particular that y'all really want to work with? It don't have to be Memphis. It could just be in general. You can see yourself performing with them.
Beyonce, Giselle, Knowles, Victoria Monet.
Ooh, Victoria.
Any and every black woman in the music industry,
yes,
I want to work with.
Stand up.
Exactly. Stand up. All the musicians, the artists. I just want to work with any and everybody. Black.
It could be keys or bass, or would it be? I can wholeheartedly see you being behind Victoria Monet easily.
See,
doing bass
in the name of Jesus.
I can see that.
Yo, that'll be dope, man.
Yeah.
I just want to meet Beyonce. Like, shake my hand, girl. We Virgos. Like,
shake my hand.
Because so many of like the legends that I grew up listening to and wanting to meet mm-hmm. are gone. Like mm-hmm. the one person out of everybody that I wanted to meet that inspired me to really get into music is Quincy Jones.
Mm.
And he unfortunately passed away last November. And that, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I was hurt.
That's
I was
real.
Hurt.
It's
because
yeah.
for real, like that man, he inspired me to delve into music composition. Like that's why I decided to do that, because that's what he
wow.
did. So yeah, I wanna just any and every black woman, including Ozioma, which I'm already working with. So that's already like I'm scratching stuff off my list already. So shout out to you, the Lord.
Oh! The Lord. That's
the
how
Lord.
Say.
That's all we need.
Oh my God.
Every day. Okay, I'm done.
so funny.
Let me see. A few people that I would like to work with. I'm gonna dive into the R&B world. Mm-hmm. Maxwell.
Yes.
One person who I would have loved to perform with and he has passed, Luther Vandross.
Oh, oh my goodness.
All my legends are gone, man.
All of them are gone.
I can see you easily doing backgrounds with him, too, though.
Singing and playing, definitely.
He'll definitely have you doing both.
Definitely both. He would have loved you, Craylon, for real.
Yeah.
I missed that food. I ain't even mad. Anyway.
You saw that food was crazy.
Oh my gosh. Let me see. Who are some people that I would love to Lucky Day. Let me see. That's another one.
Awesome performer. I got to see him live. Awesome performer. And Maxwell. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. October London.
I went to go see him a few weeks ago.
He be singing. That man is, I believe, he Marvin Gaye reincarnated as well.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds just like him.
Not only was he singing, that band. The band was
beautiful.
Gosh. Oh my gosh. Amazing. That was beautiful.
Because didn't he do a show with Tamar Braxton recently?
That's what I went to go see on Mother's Day.
He did a show with Maxwell and Jasmine Sullivan.
Oh, Lord.
Last year.
It was
amazing.
Hear my prayer, Lord. Hear it.
It's going to come.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, it's a long list of people.
I have a long list, too.
It's only a matter of time.
Mm-hmm. What about you? Who you want to work with, you know?
I really would love to work with Victoria Monet. I really would love to write some music with her because she's an amazing songwriter.
Amazing.
And I really pride myself in being a really good songwriter and storyteller.
Yeah.
So I would love to work with her. Lucky Day, amazing songwriter, singer. Memphis-wise, I would love to work with Kendrick P. And A-Dub. I've already worked with Alexis. But those are like my top Memphis people. Probably also like Kid Maestro, Matt Beats. Them too. Yeah, for sure.
I want to, you know, get to know more Memphis artists too since I've been here.
You will.
So,
We're going to be outside.
All right, then.
We're going to be outside as long as we are decent.
What is he talking about?
This is crailing, y'all.
What is he talking about?
So, we're going to get into some more music.
Mercy. What is Mercy?
That's what I'm learning here. Y'all say "der," "mercy."
All right, glory.
It's the er though.
It's the er. Hallelujah.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm like "der."
Y'all keep it locked right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. You're listening to the Ozone with DJ OZ.
Out of my system. can't imagine if, imagine if it wasn't you. Love it when you're gravity, grab it like it's maybe you. Feelings, they been catching me, yeah, yeah. This is what you want. I know that you're bad for me, I'll be bad for you too.
This kind of music take you on a trip. This kind of music make you wanna wind up your hips. This kind of music make you feel alright now. Wish and play got you pulling punches to the side now. Let your body talk, give me dialogue, going back and forth for the rest of the night. Hola, now one life it's priceless, yeah. So I go, I don't live my life like it's gold. You wanna call on my mommy, love? Why not, baby girl, I wanna know. Your body feel alone. I gotta give your body all you want. Make me no stay too long. Baby, they buy your phone. I
just can't imagine if, imagine if it wasn't you. Love it when you're gravity, gravity like it's maybe you. Feelings even catching me, yeah, yeah. This is what you want. I know that you're bad for me, I'll be bad for you too.
Best. So they make this statement on that dress. Things you they do, no one compete the best. Oh my girl, but she eat and nothing less. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did the things to make me charge up. Make up in your pocket, baby, make you put the bands up. Lady done to make me feel alive, another lie. We they do things, all my toes are right.
The way you're turning me on is going off tonight. Let's call, we pour it up tonight. I call, we acting up.
Hey, this is Trinity there from Forta Girls, and you are listening to the Ozone, DJ OZ on 91.7 FM, WYXR.
So I just want to make sure I give another huge, huge, huge shout out to all the people at Crosstown Arts Green Room. Thank y'all so much for allowing me to headline my first show there and work with me. And shout out to Delara for answering all my questions, because that was pretty annoying. So shout out to her for that. And also a huge shout out to my amazing band, Craylon Davis, the Lady Frazier, Reggie Owens, Josh Dedrick, and Alexis Norman, and obviously A-Dub, the openers. Thank y'all so much for doing y'all big one and showing up and showing out. I appreciate y'all so much. Y'all my peoples for real, for real. And I just want to make sure that y'all heard him back here in full chorus.
Thank you.
Well, make sure y'all thank y'all selves.
Thank us.
Thank us.
Thank me.
And let the people know where they can follow y'all. because y'all be doing a lot. So you should know where.
I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Kalani Frazier. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your Instagram tag?
I think it's Kalani underscore Kalani_. And I think Facebook is Kalani Frazier.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To follow me, you can follow me on Instagram at cray_low, cray_LO.
Yes.
That's the same thing for all of my other social media handles.
Yes. So make sure y'all stay locked in with these amazing artists and what they got going on, these amazing performers. And I just want to send a special shout out to WYXR for giving me the platform to create what is now the Ozone and how it's branched out and what is going to continue to grow into. So shout out to the WYXR. And if you want to donate to their organization, please donate at WYXR.org. It doesn't matter what it is. It all makes the difference. So we're going to get out of here. We're probably going to go catch lunch. We're probably going to go eat what? Abner's?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to get some chicken.
Get some chicken.
If you want our autographs, you can meet us there.
Exactly. We'll be there.
You heard them. But anyways, I will see y'all next Monday. Thank you so much for keeping it locked in with your girl, DJ OZ, right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
OZ.
You're listening to the Ozone with me. OZ. And I will see y'all next Monday. Y'all be safe. Enjoy OZ. The weather. Enjoy your week. And make sure you use these opportunities. Bye.
OZ.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
WYXR.